Jeff Rinaldo, former Buffalo Police Captain, Vice President of the Tarion Group, is on the WBEN TroCare College Live line. Over the last couple of weeks, there have been violence and fights with teens at the Juneteenth Festival, Kenmore Days, Woodlawn Beach, and Canalside, just as summer is beginning. Jeff, this is setting off alarm bells for some. How are you looking at this?
Well, good morning, Susan. I think, you know, what we have to take a look at in these situations is what type of event is being held, what does the planning consist of, and really what is the involvement of local law enforcement in helping to plan for these events and approve them. I know in the city of Buffalo, certain events are going to close off portions of streets. They have to submit a security plan. That plan has to be reviewed by the city, has to be approved. Larger events do require a police presence. But I think if you look over the last few numbers of years here, there's more and more events every year. There's literally probably close to 1,000 events in Western New York now packed into a very limited summer season. And it really is starting to put a drain on local law enforcement resources.
I think people didn't really think about that we are kind of jam-packed with more events, festivals throughout, not just in the city of Buffalo, but throughout the region than we ever have before. And, you know, a lot of these, Jeff, they're pretty popular, aren't they? They draw a big crowd.
They are. They're absolutely popular, and that's one of the great things about living in Buffalo is the fact that there's just so many options throughout the summer of places to go, things to see, and great events. But unfortunately, we are seeing that a number of these events are starting to draw larger crowds than expected, and there's a certain amount of, you know, violence that's starting to erupt at some of them. So it's really important that municipalities look at these events, they look at the history of any issues these events have brought, and they ensure that there's an adequate security and police presence at these events to help stop these things before they occur.
Do you think there's a different level of violence among teens today than years ago?
Well, I think, unfortunately, due to a number of factors, social media being one of them, that you're starting to see larger groups of teens that engage in these activities. So where you occasionally had an event and maybe somebody was overserved and there was a fisticuffs between a couple people, it was quickly quelled. What you're seeing now is where there's literally dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of teenagers, groups of kids that are engaging in a fight that starts between one or two people, and it becomes very problematic for law enforcement and security to start peeling that onion away to get to the people that were involved in the fight. And it does become a dangerous situation for other people that are attending these events.
It's got to be tough, though, to walk that line of over-policing the event, you know, making sure people have a good time, are, you know, feeling free and loose while also keeping tabs on what's going on. I mean, how is that done, generally speaking?
Well, I mean, you generally have two types of events, right? You have one that's just what I call open air, meaning like a canal side, a Taste of Buffalo, where people can just come and go from any number of points. There's no gate, there's no entrancing, there's no screening, there's no ticketing. You know, those events are challenging. It's very hard to plan for all of the different things that could happen at any point in that event grounds, per se, versus other events where it is enclosed, it's ticketed, you can control access, egress, you can screen people prior to going in, you can set age limits, you can do things of that nature. So, you know, two different types of events. One, you generally know ahead of time, you've sold X amount of tickets. Based on the attendance, you can plan accordingly with your resources. Versus, you know, open air spaces like Canalside, the marina, Woodlawn Beach, you know, on and on, where the local municipality might not even be aware that something's being planned there. Somebody didn't get a permit, or something spreads on social media that we're all going to meet, you know, here and try and have a good day. And unfortunately, you know, bad behavior breaks out and it becomes a serious problem for law enforcement and for that venue.
We're talking with Jeff Rinaldo of the Tarion Group this morning about teen violence. What do you think of Councilmember Zanetta Everhart's proposal to ban teens 17 and under from attending festivals in the city without a parent or guardian. Do you think something like that would work?
Well, again, I think in theory, I understand the concept, but again, if it's an open air event, I don't know how you would possibly enforce that. And the last thing we want to do is direct security and police resources to chasing around people, trying to ID them to determine how old they are, versus, you know, paying attention to what's going on and attempting to control behavior at these various events. Again, if it's a ticketed event, an enclosed event, much more easier to enforce that versus, again, say the Allentown Art Festival. You know, there's a million ways in and out of that space. How would you possibly enforce an age limit?
How far can police go? Do police go? And how much does it help in monitoring social media for potential problems and, you know, kind of keeping tabs on what the chatter is, so to speak? Is that a useful tool?
Well, quite honestly, I mean, it's very difficult to try and monitor all of the different social media platforms out there to try to get, you know, a jump start on what might be brewing, as they say. You know, a lot of times we would receive tips in the police department that there was some type of gathering being planned or event or rally or something of that nature. But I think these things happen, obviously, in real time. They're quick. There's very little notice given. It's just a matter of things spreading pretty quickly and, again, people gathering. But the key really is that, you know, for law enforcement or these venues or these, you know, event area managers, they have to pay attention, right? Like if you're starting to see large groups of people pulling up, crowds that generally aren't in that area, right? If it's 5 o'clock, there's usually 50 people here and suddenly there's 300 people here. You really need to start contacting your local law enforcement, making them aware of the situation so that they can plan accordingly, start moving some resources into that area, try to figure out what's going on, and also being ready to respond to something if something should happen.
You know, also, event organizers, do they do enough security planning from your perspective?
Well, it depends on the event, right? Generally, any event that's ticketed, you know, take, for instance, Outer Harbor concerts, absolutely. Be Our Guest does a great job at planning for these things, working with local law enforcement, with their security vendors to ensure that, you know, they have the right resources. They also look at events that they've done in the past, what kind of issues did they draw. But, you know, some of these events and stuff that's popping up, they can't necessarily afford the amount of law enforcement and security that they need. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, you might be planning a garden fest, but anything can happen anywhere. So I do think that municipalities really do need to screen these events for making sure that they do have the adequate amount of resources, as well as at some points realizing that on a particular day, you may not have enough law enforcement officers working to adequately patrol an event because you've got 12 events going on and you just don't have those resources. So it really is a balance between trying to give everyone the opportunity to host events, but really how many events can we support on any given day of the week?
All interesting stuff. Jeff, thanks so much for being with us this morning. Jeff Rinaldo joining us from the Tarion Group, a former Buffalo Police captain, talking about this big event security.